Welcome to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, supported by the TT Club, the leading provider of insurance and risk management services to the transport and logistics industry. Visit us at ttclub.com.
Hi, this is ICIS Radio. I'm Andy Bryce with Chemical Shipping News for the week beginning 18th of February 2008. And I'm joined by Nick Savides. Hi, Nick.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm not so bad. I understand there's more bad news for Q4 results this week.
Yeah, last week it was Odfil, had a bit of a problem. This week, Aitsen announced their results for Q4 today, and they've shown a significant reduction in their earnings before interest, tax.
They've taken quite a hit on their chemical business, haven't they?
They have. The chemical business showed a result of $19.4 million. For Q4, down from $46.6 million in Q3. So it's quite a significant drop, less than 50% of the earnings for Q3.
Okay, and overall the operating expenses were about the same as Q3, weren't they?
Well, this is what they're putting it down to. They say their operating expenses are up and rates are down. And their operating expenses for Q4 were $52.8 million compared to $52.4 million for Q3. But of course, they've had a bit of a sale of ships, so those expenses, mainly bunkers, are on fewer ships.
So they've lost a lot of their assets but kept the high prices.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, okay. And wasn't Seco looking at selling off some of the shares?
That's right. It employed a couple of banks last year to have a look at the possibility of selling shares. Seco is mainly owned by Axel Aitzen, who owns a 50.5% share, or 50.05 I believe it is, share in chemical Aitzen Chemical Shipping.
Right.
And they were looking at the possibility of restructuring that shareholding.
Not anymore.
Apparently, that long look has been taken now, and they've rejected the sale. So he's holding on to his shares.
Right. Okay.
So he must see something good in the future.
The only way is up. Yeah. So looking at the market in general, all routes pretty quiet still.
That's right. There are selected routes that are busy, but on the whole, the Mediterranean is not showing a lot, although somebody did say they saw some life in it this week, but I couldn't see it. The Baltic has suffered from the lack of ice, the warm weather. Normally the ice comes along by this time, and there's a restricted number of ships that can actually go to the Baltic, and that pushes rates up. That hasn't happened so far this year, and the ice is very late. But the Atlantic westbound, surprisingly, has seen 30,000 tonnes of methanol fixed out of Europe to the States, and that's boosted that trade.
Isn't there some styrene heading the other way?
65,000 tonnes, I'm told, and I've seen none of it on the spot market so far.
Right, okay.
But I am told reliably that it is coming.
And trades out of the Arabian Gulf and Asia doing pretty well?
They're still very strong, and those are really the highlights, if you like, for the shipping industry, are the Arabian Gulf and Asia. But Europe is very slow, and the States is suffering from the low dollar, I think.
Right. Well, let's hope for a change next week.
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks a lot for that, Nick.
Thank you, Andy.
You've been listening to ICIS Chemical Shipping News, sponsored by the TT Club. Innovating in insurance and risk management since 1968. Visit us at ttclub.com.
The contents of this recording are copyright, business information, and all rights are reserved. We hope you enjoyed listening, and please listen again. Contact me by email at simon.robinson@isis.com.